Donate and listen to the podcast at WRWL.org.
All righty, we are back. And we have Paul in Long Island pledges $1,500. Thank you, Paul. All right.
And we want to remind folks that we say thank you to each and every one because we can, that's all we can do. God is the one who really blesses you because when you support a ministry, Scripture explains that whatever that ministry does that blesses him, that serves him, you get to share in the blessings, whether it's giving a drink of water to a thirsty person, a coat to somebody who's cold, preaching the word to someone who's hungry for the word of God, or being like some of us in hospice, being with the sick and the dying, giving comfort. You get to share in all those blessings. So we thank you for supporting the ministry. God is the one who truly blesses. And everyone in this ministry, we are all here. We're all volunteers. No one has ever in the entire history of the ministry taken a dime. We all donate our own time, our own talent, our own treasure to keep it going. And we're here because we're working to serve the Lord. So you're not enriching us. We're not here to get rich or famous. And we're here because we're being obedient. And we're hopeful that that's why you listen, because you also want to be obedient. And when the watchmen on the wall give word, we need soldiers who run to the battle. And that's what we pray our listening audience is, that group of Christian soldiers that will run to the battle.
Already here, Sue in Michigan pledges 25. So right now we need about $3,125. We're about $3,125 away from our goal. So there you go. Thank you. Now,
we leave the fate of the ministry really is in the hands of those of you out there who listen. I will also remind you that we can only stay on stations who support themselves. We have a station that people aren't donating. That's the station we probably would have to give up because, in the end, we have to pay the bills. And so if you're on a station and you don't hear people donating from that area, those are the weak spots. And when you're listening, if you're area has been talked about, people are donating from your part of the country.
Yeah, Joe, we've had a very tough time, as you know. I mean, it's by the skin of our teeth. Let me give you a couple examples of what I'm talking about. In Arkansas, we have a very few amount that donate, but the ones that do, they donate good amounts. But here's the thing. The real reason we work so hard is because these are good people. I mean, I get letters from them. They're patriotic people out there, okay? I'm talking to you, Bugs Bunny. We got a fellow who calls himself Bugs Bunny, okay?
Yeah.
But there's some very, very good people. The very same thing. Out there in Colorado, Joe, we don't have a lot of people, but we have some people that are really good people. I mean, patriots.
Really
there.
Faithful, yeah.
Right, okay. And, you know, I was kind of skeptical about going into New York. We're in all five boroughs in New York City. Because when you think about New York and New York City, you don't think much of patriots or Christians.
But doesn't come to mind, no.
But there are some, there are right there, it's like they're living in a communist country. They know what communism is. New York City is a communist land. And
yes.
And you have these patriots living there. The same thing in Boston, Massachusetts. We have many people out there. So for that reason, we got to stay on the air, and we got to be able to warn them about the things that are coming. We got to be able to stay here as long as we can till the Lord takes us out. And so we can do it, but we can only do it with the help of the folks out there. All right, Danny in Michigan pledges 100. Thank you, Danny. 888-281-1110. 888-281-1110. Or 888-677-9673. We're about 3,000 short of our goal for tonight. And we have right now, Joe, about 45 minutes to raise that $3,000.
Well, I'm going to tell the folks the answer to a mystery. We've all been watching Seattle over the past couple of years, Seattle there. And we know just strange things go on with the government and the people. And it's like, how can that happen? How can they let it be, right? Well, I found an answer today. And Seattle has been rocked with crime, with violence, with liberals. Well, what's happened there, they've shut down the Seattle transit system, has become unstable because of reports of toxic fentanyl and meth smoke filling the subway tunnel in the transit system. Think about it. So full of toxic fentanyl and meth smoke that different engineers, conductors had to stop what they were doing. They could no longer function. They could no longer work. Workers were having all kinds of problems. And so they, for a while, shut the whole thing down. They had 400 security incidences regarding drugs in 2021. Before that, they'd had like 44 before 2019. They've had cops punched, spit at, threatened, dealing with this fentanyl. Cops have been getting sick, and they have to have Narcan now, not just to help save people, but to save each other, the police, by touching, handling, trying to get, keep these people out of the transit system, are risking their life through the fentanyl. But just think about it. It's so bad the air is filled with this smoke from fentanyl and meth, where it's unhealthy for human beings to be. Maybe that's why they have all this crime with the smoking drugs, and everything is going to downhill fast. And the Seattle residents pay the highest transit tax in the country at $1,200 a person a year. So they have a public transit that is totally unsafe to travel in because of the drug use. Would that explain the craziness, do you think, in Seattle?
Well, where was it just recently in New York? I mean, again, this is, you had a Democrat or a Democrat who attacked a woman, a model, a young model, and beat her, mugged her. It's been all over the news. You watched it on the, And she was saying that she was fortunate, she was lucky enough that she wasn't the one that was pushed on the track in front of the train and murdered, okay? But the guy, the Democrat that mugged her, had been arrested 44 times, and Joe, listen to this, and they let him loose. The persecutor, the prostitutor would not prosecute. And they kept letting this guy loose. Now, listen to this. And this is going to be very hard to believe, but not anymore. Not in New York. Not with these prostitutes. This guy was arrested, Joe, and I'm not kidding you, 16 times in one day. 16 times in one day.
I'm looking at the same article. I will validate it now. There's another New York City woman stabbed to death in her apartment. And again, it was a repeat offender who had been in and out and in and out and in and out. And they were still trying to figure out. He was so well known to law enforcement that everybody went, why is he loose on the streets? And if you start looking at this stuff going down, the situation is going on is we have these violent criminals. And you and I, many years ago, did an FBI report on the radio. I remember it quite well. The majority of all crimes were committed by repeat offenders, whether it was rapes, robberies, muggings, murders. The majority of all crimes were committed by a handful of repeat offenders. I think it was something like 80% of all crimes were committed by these repeat offenders, which left a small amount of crimes by first-time offenders. And what we've got now are these DAs across in these Democrat-controlled cities. The prosecutors aren't prosecuting. They're letting people out without bail or very small bail, and they're coddling them. They think they're going to, you know, rehabilitate these repeat offenders, which does not happen. And that's the trouble, is that this crime has
gone up. You see, Joe, you don't understand.
People
Joe,
are back
Joe.
On the street every day.
Joe. They do not think, Joe, that they can rehabilitate. They've got absolutely no intention of rehabilitating.
They want to rehabilitate the poor criminals. That's what they tell us.
Their job is to destroy, okay? Their job, the Democrat, is the whole idea is to destroy it. Look, forget what they say. Watch what they do. Look, when you look on and you're watching the news and you've got one of the fake media talking head credentialed or contracted liars standing there and telling you that burn, loot, and murder in Antifa have a peaceful protest, and you can see behind them buildings on fire, people running and shooting at each other, then, Joe, you know that that man is lying. They have no intentions of rehabilitating, no intentions at all. That's what they're telling you. You see, you're supposed to think that there are some people that are just totally incompetent, but they can't be all bad. But, Joe, they are bad. The Bible tells you that they're wicked by the fruits they bear, what they do, okay?
That's why I've got about 10 stories that start off suspect in officer shooting, suspect in cop killing, was out on bond, suspect was, yeah, out on bond. I could repeat myself 10 times on different stories in different states. You just explain why, because they want them out there. They want the violence. They want the mayhem. They want the crime, don't they?
Right. Right now we need $2,790. We need $2,790, and we're about 37 minutes away. We have about 37 minutes more on the program.
There's some people that God has blessed that can help us out on that. And got to remember, you keep hearing every day, radio is free. It's the only thing in the country that's free. It's free because all of these shows that you listen to have commercials and sell things. We don't, because sponsors run from us, would run from us like the plague. When Pastor Ernie started the ministry, he started getting donations from people voluntarily to keep him on the air, and he decided that was the way to run the ministry, to let God's people support it. So he's created a partnership. We're doing the work on this end. Your donations pay the bills and keep the ministry afloat. And it's been working for over 40 years. It's been very successful. But
this program is for the people, of the people, and by the people. And there you go, completely. Now, I got to tell you this, victory for freedom. Ontario Premier Doug Ford caves to pressure, backs down from COVID vaccine passport schemes. Now, remember what the Bible teaches, resistance to tyranny, Joe? Resistance to tyranny is obedience to God.
Obedience to God.
Right. Now, here, the people out there, a leaked phone call revealed in advance that Ontario is joining Alberta by scrapping of its Wuhan coronavirus restrictions. Now remember, this Doug Ford, he was going to out there. If you didn't listen, you were going to wear your mask, you were going to take your vax, and you will obey. And the people said, yeah, well, guess what? We're not going to obey, and you're going to be out of here. All of a sudden, he's changed his mind and said, you know, we're not going to force no more. We're not going to enforce the little Castro's dictates. We're not going to do that, no. And he's seen, I'm looking here at a picture there in Ontario with thousands and thousands of people out there. They want freedom. And you know what they're yelling? They're yelling freedom. They're yelling freedom, freedom. So In this phone call recorded by a supporter, he says he'll make the announcement tomorrow. That was today, and he did. He came out, and he did. He made it. We're pulling these passports, Ford is I heard saying in the clip. We're going to go back to normal. I can't get you the exact date, but it's going to be very soon. I'll be speaking over the next few days. Friday, I'm going to put out a statement. Monday, I'll be giving some dates, and we're going to move forward. Now, so in other words, he's saying, look, you know, one by one, the provinces are telling little Castro, no, nope, we're not going to listen to you anymore. So there you go.
I just thought of something. You know, the New York Times is supposed to be the newspaper of record, right?
Yeah.
We know that's a joke, but let's just assume for a minute they are. They have a headline. The New York Times reporter explained why the New York Times, joined nearly every major media outlet in ignoring the blockbuster special counsel charge that Hillary Clinton's campaign spied on internet traffic at Trump Towers.
No
Trump
kidding.
Department.
No, are you kidding me?
Well, he explained why they didn't do the story. Well, here's why they didn't. He said it was because Durham's claims tend to involve dense and obscure issues, so dissecting them requires asking readers to expend significant mental energy and time, raising the question of whether news outlets should even cover such a claim. In other words, the readers of the New York Times are too dumb or too lazy or both to read a real news story and understand its meaning, like Hillary Clinton's campaign paid people to spy on the internet on the president of the United States. That is too difficult for the reader of the New York Times to understand. We are dealing with a very dumb enemy.
Joe, 2016, we were telling you that. In 2016, we, on this radio program, behind this mic, we're telling you that. 2016, here you go. Dara in New York pledges 50. Robert in San Diego pledges 200. Leslie in Wisconsin pledges 50. And Daniel in Michigan pledges 25. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Okay. So we want to go with New York State. The city is sued over COVID-19 treatment, an order that was discriminated against white people. Okay, wait a minute. We got an update. Let me see. I think I'm pretty much here. Okay, what we need now is, what we need now is 2,660. 2,660. We're away from our goal, 2,660. We're getting down there.
We're getting there, folks.
Yeah.
We really are.
Okay. Two men who are fully vaccinated against COVID-19 are suing the city and the state of New York for unconstitutional racial discrimination for directing medical providers to consider race in distributing life-saving treatments. The lawsuit comes after former U.S. Secretary of Housing and Urban Development Ben Carson ridiculed the city's directive as an example of critical race theory in action. He goes on to say, plaintiffs Jonathan Roberts, 61, and Charles Vavaruska, 55, are ineligible for treatments because they are non-Hispanic whites, say their lawyers in Sacramento, California, based on Pacific Legal Foundations, a national public interest law firm. Now, see, tell me about that thing, that word discrimination. Remember how we always hear about the Democrats not being? The whole point of this, look, do you think, Joe, that the Democrats love the black folk?
No. They, in fact, we know they are trying to keep them down. They are trying to encourage them to commit suicide racially by aborting most of their children, and they want to keep them in poverty, and in a way they're keeping them on the
Joe, but Joe, don't Joe Obama Joe Obama was going to give them all very clean crack pipes.
Yeah,
and enough crack. I mean,
they can kill themselves. See, it keeps them from having.
They're not supposed to know that part of it.
Go in and get medical help so they can ingest more crack and die quicker.
They're not supposed to know that part, Joe.
Oh, well, I keep forgetting the. Darn! I'm sorry.
Remember what Leslie Stahl said? Our job is to tell you what to think and why you think it. Remember?
Right. What to think and why you think it. Well, God says. Tells you what you're supposed to think, how you're supposed to think, and why you're supposed to think that way, doesn't he?
Yeah. And
because he wants you to what? Prosper, be healthy, have eternal life, and be joint heirs with Jesus in eternal life.
Let me ask you this.
What Stahl wants for people.
What about when you talk about thinking, is it possible to think like Rachel Maddow, because if you did what she's doing, you can't really call it thinking, can you?
No, it's not thinking. It's emotion on steroids or something.
A good word, Joe.
Never use logic or facts. They use emotion. They want to get you emotional, angry over things that most of the time are, not even true. They want you to be afraid of everything and listen to them. But you notice they're very light on the facts, heavy on the emotion and the repetition.
So could you call that like stupidity on steroids?
I call it brainwashing, simple-minded, unfortunately.
All righty. Okay. Well, folks, 888-281-1110. See, Joe, you're not here. If you were here, you would see that if I don't give this number out, they make mean faces at me right through the glass. They make mean faces.
The phones aren't ringing, and they have nothing to do but sit there and look at you, right?
That's right, and that'll make you mean. 888-677-9673. 888-677-9673. And all right, it's working because Nathan in Colorado just pledged 50. Thank you, Nathan.
I was going to tell the listeners, there's a reason you and I are on radio. Very good reason. In fact, we've even warned people when they go to the website, their pictures there, keep the children away. We don't want anybody frightened.
You didn't have to tell the people that, Joe.
Well, we're supposed to tell the truth. I've told everybody for years I have the perfect face for radio.
Joe, beauty is only skin deep, but ugly goes right to the bone.
To the bone.
That's right. But you got to remember this, right? Always, don't ever forget, because I told you, there's no maintenance to ugly. What you see is what you got, right?
Yep.
So I don't waste any time prepping. I don't waste any time in front of that mirror trying to impress it, right?
Right, neither do I. It's not worth looking at. I want to tell people something. One of the things, they've been screaming about this inflation, it's way worse than what you're told, because the way they get the inflation figures, it is a convoluted process that cuts out usually many important things that the average everyday person needs to live and exist. So when you hear 9.7% inflation, it's triple that. Usually you can figure it's triple whatever they tell you, the government figures. But here's one reason why things are going wrong. We elected people who think you're dumb because they're spending your money. Biden is sending all kinds of money to the Taliban, and we haven't been able to get a good figure on how much because he keeps sending more. He's funding $30 million to give clean crack pipes so that they can smoke crack cocaine, the crystal meth, and any other thing. The $30 million is going to go to different nonprofits to give out these smoking kits so they can kill themselves, these people. And he's going to spend $58 billion because the Postal Service is going broke again because they need a new program for mobile voting systems. And They're busy tracking online content so they can report things that they find to the police. So here you have some rhinos working with the Democrats and taking this money and trying to bail out an organization. Why is the post office working on a mobile voting system? Why are they doing tracking on the internet, online content? What has that got to do with delivering the U.S. mail, folks? The government's busy spying on you, and they're using organizations like the post office to do it. So they need more of your taxpayer money so that you can pay for the spying on you. So you get to pay for the government spying on you. Isn't that wonderful, boys and girls? That's called government corruption.
Yeah, but Joe, you're missing the important things.
Oh.
Here's the important thing. Ready? Biden tells a story about putting a dead dog on a random woman's doorstep. Okay. This is why he's there in the White House.
To tell stories?
Okay. Obama, Biden, on Tuesday, touted the American Rescue Plan and Infrastructure Bill, signed it into law.
Oh boy.
Last year as the National Association of Counties Legislatures and Conference. Biden spoke about inflation, the cost of prescription drugs rising taxes to pay for his far-left agenda. As usual, Joe Biden's speech was filled with gaffes and bizarre stories. No.
Yeah. Very
bizarre. At one point, Joe Biden told a story about putting a dead dog on a random woman's doorstep when he was a county councilman. My name is Joe Biden, and I used to be a county councilman, and I ran for the Senate because it was too darn hard to be a councilman, Biden said. Biden proceeded to tell a story about a Republican woman who called him one night complaining that there was a dead dog on her lawn. Biden said the woman wanted him to remove the dead dog because she paid his salary. So I went over there, I picked it up, she said, and I want it out of my front yard, so I put it on her doorstep. Ha, 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 ha. There you go,
yeah.
Joey, now.
Yeah, you know, and if somebody did that to the Bidens or one of the Bidens' family members, they'd have the FBI arresting them and charging them with all kinds of things like sedition and... Yeah, you don't know what they'd come up with, right?
Okay, Craig in Michigan pledges 100. Thank you, Craig. All right. GOP lawmaker. GOP sounds alarm bell, Joe. Note that more and more Democrats are connected to the Chinese Communist Party.
Wow, really? How long have we been talking?
Who would have thought, huh?
Talking about China since the 1991 or something.
If you wondered why the elements within the deep state and Congress worked so hard against President Donald Trump's efforts to push back the communist Chinese in defense to our country, it's because so many of them have deep financial ties in Beijing, says a growing number of Republican senators. GOP lawmakers are sounding the alarm anew following the publication of the investigative journalist Peter Schweitzer's latest book, The Red-Handed, How American Elites Get Rich Helping China, which provides fresh, extensive evidence of how the Chi-Coms have infiltrated our government and corrupted the most powerful Democratic lawmakers, including House Speaker Nancy Pelosi. More and more Democrats are...
I recommend the book, but there's so much of that. We were saying 10, 20 years ago, we were telling people about China, how they were coming in and getting involved in our colleges and universities and our think tanks and buying favors with the political leaders. We've been doing that for so long, at least back in the 90s.
Well, Joe, here on this radio program 2 years ago, we were telling people how that in China you have their leaders. You have these professors from these very large universities, and they're publicly telling people, We own the top American officials.
Yep.
We own them. They're ours. They're bought and paid for.
We had it on film, even, right?
Yeah. It was on film.
It was on film. I watched every bit of it. Then we had the translation. the English translation of the film. It's scary that the enemy tells you what they're doing most of the time. You go all the way back. Mark, right. you pick whoever it was, even Satan.
All righty. 888, Joe, I got to give the number out. 888-281-1110. 888-281-1110. Or 888-677-9673. We're down to, I'm not quite sure how much we need, but we only have 20 minutes left. 20 minutes left to collect, to get it in for the rest of the night. So
we need some benefactors to step up and help people. There's a lot of people out there that donate lots of money to political candidates and campaigns. Well, we reach more people with information to help them make good decisions than most of those political campaigns ever will.
I think there's an update coming to me here in a minute. I will tell you what we need. Okay, let me see here. Let the ladies.
I call them Mormont. That's a little longer than a moment.
Okay, so 2,500. We need 2,500. That's where we're down to 20. We got 20 minutes, so we need 2,500. So we have to get it, folks. 888. Okay, now 888-281-1110. Hey, Joe. UK United Kingdom government data proves COVID-19 vaccines continue to damage immune systems over time, creating vaccine-induced AIDS. Now, see, folks, we're going to keep telling you the truth, and they're going to, you know, Joe Obama says he's going to make it a crime for us to tell you the truth, that if we continue to tell you the truth, we're going to be woke up at 1 o'clock in the morning by dirty cops, because you're not supposed to know this. And so here, a recent report from the United Kingdom proves that the government knows the Wuhan coronavirus vaccines damage the immune system. This is right. The United Kingdom Health Security Agency, a British government agency formed in response to the COVID-19 pandemic, publishes weekly reports regarding the public health situation in the country. According to It's called UKSHA report published on February 3rd, which contains data on COVID-19 cases in England from January 3rd to 30. It classifies the cases by vaccination status. The majority of cases for that month were among those who received three doses of the COVID-19. How many times do we have to repeat this?
I guess quite a few, because there's still so many people who haven't gotten the message, haven't heard the word. People, this is what we ask you to tell your friends, your neighbors, your family, people at church, listen to this ministry. You will hear the truth, and what does it say? The truth will set you free. And, you know, we're trying to keep people, if you've only had one shot, two shot, don't take a third, don't take a boost. The more shots or boosts you have, the more dangerous it is, the worse it is. Let's minimize the damage.
All right, we're going to play a quick song here, and that is The Lake of Fire, and gives people time to call in. So take it away.
Sin is a burning thing. It has a deadly sting. Pleasure is a burning desire, but it will take you to the lake of fire. Don't fall into that burning lake of fire. You'll go down, down, down. The flames, they'll burn higher, and you'll burn, burn, burn. That lake of fire, that lake of fire. Don't fall into that burning lake of fire. You'll go down, down, down. The flames, they'll burn higher. You'll burn, burn, burn. That lake of fire, that lake of fire. Christ is a saving King. He'll keep you from death's sting. Sin is a burning desire. Fall into that burning lake of fire. You go down, down, and down. The flames, they'll burn higher. And you'll burn, burn, burn. That lake of fire, that lake of fire. Don't fall into that burning lake of fire. You'll go down, down, down. The flames, they'll burn higher. And you'll burn, burn, burn. That lake of fire, that lake of fire.
All right, don't fall into that burning lake of fire, folks. Let me tell you, it's there. And that's for real.
It is. And it's very, very real. It is not a myth. It is not a story. It is the ultimate truth, right?
In God's Word, the Bible says, hell hath enlarged her mouth. She has enlarged her mouth. Okay, little Castro, that is Justin Trudeau, is now threatening tow truck drivers.
He's Castro's son.
I know. Those who do not, why do you think we call him little Castro?
Yeah.
Those who do not cooperate with Canadian regime could face arrest. Now, the tow truck drivers have been refusing to tow away the trucks. Now, he's saying, you're going to go out there. If you don't, we're going to force you. If you don't betray your countrymen, if you don't betray your countrymen for the collective, for the New World Order, then we will have the secret police, the Gestapo, will arrest you and haul you away. And guess what? They're going to have a hard time because, and they're going to have a harder time even finding the Gestapo because people have memories and they'll remember those. And, you know, a lot of these police, this is why, Joe, they got to bring police in from other areas because those police officers, they live there and they go shopping and they have families and they don't want to take the poisonous poke either. Okay.
No.
And so here the tow truck drivers say, tow truck operators who have been reluctant to cooperate with police will now be compelled to work with law enforcement agencies to clear Ottawa streets and border crossings at Coutts in Alberta and Emerson in Manitoba. If they don't cooperate, they will be arrested. Folks, you guys, listen, I've been arrested for doing the Lord's work. That's right. I've been arrested many times just for simply preaching the gospel. When they told me, you can't preach the gospel, but see, God's word tells me to go out there and preach the gospel. And so what do? We obey God, don't we, Joe?
We do. Well, what they've done up there, Trudeau, just to add to what you're saying, they have been suspending these drivers' contracts. They are taking away their vehicle registration. They're canceling their insurance policies. I don't know what's happening, but insurance companies have been receiving all kinds of threats from the government. So they're having their insurance canceled, their registrations canceled, their contracts canceled. But the truckers still say they're going to stay. We're here. We're here until, you know, all we want is for Trudeau to come and talk with us. And what is he doing? He's having...
Shouldn't they consider it, Joe, an honor to be found worthy to suffer persecution for the Lord's sake?
Amen.
All right. Okay. Celeste and Terry in Michigan pledge 100. Rose in New York pledges 200. And... let me see. What do we have here? Okay, I think we are now down. Pardon? Okay. Oh, and Anonymous in Dallas just pledged 200. So, all right. So now we are down to, we need about $1,800. We're $1,800 short of our goal. But we only have 10 minutes. That's about, what, $200 a minute?
That's an expensive minute. It's like hiring one of those government, those attorneys, you know, that they have in D.C.
888-281-1110, folks. We got it. We got $1,800 we need.
We just ask you to prayerfully consider supporting this radio ministry, keeping us on the air. We do this once a week, so the rest of the month we can talk about the Lord's work and what's happening and give you more details and stuff. But we put it all in your hands. That's why I say prayerfully consider giving. And we
so, Joe, if three people gave $600, that would come out to $1,800, wouldn't it?
It sure would.
What about if six people gave $300?
That sounds like that would work, too.
All right.
You're pretty good at that arithmetic.
Wouldn't it be better, though, if six people gave $1,800?
That would be much better.
Yeah, it would be, wouldn't it?
Yes.
Okay, 888-281-1110. 888-281-1110. Believe me, Joe, that's not common core math. 888
good old-fashioned arithmetic.
677-9673. Okay.
And while they're calling, I want to tell folks, you were talking about China and how our rich elites and our politicians and everybody have sold out to China. It's been a couple of years. We still don't know the origin of the virus. And the reason we know is because we can't get records. And according to the Federalist, the EcoHealth Alliance, the company that got all the grants from Fauci and the NIH and all that, millions and millions of dollars, they went to study the coronaviruses at the Wuhan Institute of Virology in China. But EcoHealth has not released records of the viruses it kept at the lab or what went on. Now, here's what they finally came out and found. The Chinese were managing all the virus identification and access to all the research, and guess who has all of the records? You see, EcoHealth says we don't have anything to turn over because the Chinese have the records were created and maintained by the Chinese. So we are spending millions of your dollars to research dangerous viruses. Actually, there were hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of them. And this EcoHealth gives China the power to do all the records, maintain all the records, and control all the data. Think about that. The Chinese, who are our enemy, meanwhile, China has simply blocked all investigation from the Wuhan lab records. And, but the EcoHealth had failed its oversight. It was supposed to do certain reports every so often. There was a big report lacking. An annual progress report was due September 30th, 2019, and it still hasn't filled out the 2019 annual progress report. They don't explain why they haven't got that done yet. So what we've done is we spent all this money to scientists who turned everything over to the Chinese, who are controlled by the Chinese Communist Party, studying the most dangerous viruses in the world, playing with them, doing research on them, trying to strengthen them, and they were in charge of keeping all the records and holding all the documents. Now, tell me, if that doesn't sound like we're committing a national suicide, I mean, how stupid can we be, folks?
Okay.
We have elected some people that do the most damning things to destroy America, and I haven't found the people getting angry yet. I get mad at this kind of thing. This is treason.
Well, you know, one of the things happening, mad. Joe, I'll tell you about this in a minute, but first I got to say, Gene in Illinois pledges 25. Mike in San Diego, 100. Sharon in Glen Oaks pledges 102. And here it looks like, and wish Stanley a happy birthday, by the way. So I think we're down to about 1,600. We're down to about 1,600 we need. So there you go, folks. But we only have right now 6 minutes. 1,600. We need 1,600. We only have 6 minutes to do it.
6 minutes, yeah.
Okay, is there anyone out there listening can do 1,600? Okay, anyhow, you have to understand again. See, we understand. We are a country that has we've been invaded. Joe Biden He's working hand in hand, Obama, the Democratic Communist Party, not only with the Chinese, as we know, all of the enemies, these people there, the idea is, look, don't worry, you go along, you betray your countrymen, and you will be rewarded, okay? Those are enemies of America. They're enemies of freedom, okay? AOC and the squat. If you're an American, first of all, if you're a Christian and you're an American, you better wake up and understand these people are your enemies. They're your enemies and they're the enemies of your children. And you have to learn, I mean, you got to understand resistance to tyranny is obedience to God. You have to be ready. And don't depend upon, first of all, you can't depend upon the government to help because the government has been corrupted. It's been totally corrupted. It's totally corrupted. We were just talking about all of these people committing, right now with committing treason, they won't be prosecuted because we don't have a Department of Justice. Here, Joe, new evidence, Capitol Police release, new video of Officer Lila Morris beating already unconscious Roseanne Boylan with a stick on January 6th. Now, that woman died. She died, but Joe, guess what? There won't be any case. There will not be an investigation, or there will not be, because these are dirty cops, because the D.C.'s
dense. Them. They are working for the establishment.
And we do not have a Justice Department. No longer do we have independent. It's run. It was taken over. And what we have to do, this whole thing, Russia, 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 Russia. Now, everybody knows what we've been saying, Joe, going back to 2016, that the whole thing, the Hillary Clinton and the Democrats, Hillary Clinton, they committed treason. They committed treason just, and here they had the help. And why won't you hear about that? Because you have liars like Stephanopoulos, a liar, like Leslie Stahl, a liar. You have all of these people that they're a part. This is why they won't talk about how this whole China, this whole Russian, rather, Russia, Russia, Russia gate, how it was completely fabricated and how it was high treason. It was headed up and paid for by the Clintons because they were a part of it. They aided and abetted. That's right. A reality. You know that it, I know it, and they know it.
That's the Russian collusion. In the meantime, everybody was focused on that, and the Chinese have been eating our lunch. They've been hacking into our computer systems and government, the military. They've taken over. They've got more professors that are crooked working for the Chinese government that are on the take. We keep finding them. I mean, the real story, the real enemy has been buried, and they always put something out bright and shiny so everybody's attention's focused on it and not on what is really dangerous, what is really important. And it just seems like the people, a lot of the nation doesn't seem to catch on. They're easily led astray. We've got to quit listening to these people.
Joe, Andrea in Illinois pledges 500. Andrea in Illinois pledges. That puts us down to about 1,100 we need.
A couple more people do that, and we will have it made tonight.
We need just a couple more people to pledge 500, or one person to pledge 1,000. So folks out there, but we only have 2 minutes. We only have 2 minutes before left. 2 minutes left, so we need a couple people out there, two big ones, and let's see.
Maybe like, you know, Prince Andrew, went ahead and he's paying off that girl that was charging him with rape. But from what I read in the papers, that the Queen Mother is going to pay the bill for him. Maybe we could get somebody's mother to pay the donations for him, like over there, the $10 million that he's going to have to pay to settle the rape accusations. The Queen said she will come up with the money for her royal offspring, for the prince or whatever. The rules for me, but not for thee, something like that.
Right. Joe, you've got 3 minutes to give an invitation, folks. While he's giving that invitation, the lines are still open, so go ahead and give an invitation. We still need.
I'm going to start the invitation with a very unusual thing. George Washington's prayer on a day of Thanksgiving. Whereas it is the duty of all nations to acknowledge the providence of Almighty God, to obey His will, to be grateful for His benefits, to humbly implore His protection and favor. I think that is an absolute true statement by a man who was favored by God. He survived more things, had more blessings, more, you know, divine protection than anybody I can think of. And if that's the duty of all nations, it's got to be the duty of the citizens of that nation. And to have a relationship like that with God, that's the key. Christianity is not a religion. We have a relationship, a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. But the only ones who truly have that personal relationship are those who are called born-again believers. And we are born again when we call upon the Heavenly Father and we ask to have our sins forgiven, the sins that put His Son on the cross, that we ask Him to forgive us because Jesus had to go and take our place, a substitutionary death, die for our sins, so that we could be saved, that we could be able to stand in the presence of a holy, righteous God. So if we pray and with a really repentant heart, a sorrowful heart, ask to be forgiven of those sins, and then we ask that Jesus becomes the Lord of our life, I mean all of our life, that He is the primary focus of our life, that we give ourselves to Him, and we ask Him to send us the Holy Spirit, that down payment on everlasting life, that indwelling. That's what that personal relationship is. We have God indwelling in us. Jesus said, I am in the Father in me, and I, through the Holy Spirit, am in you. That's what He said. And this is what we call being born again. And when you are, you become a new creature, a new creation, a child of the kingdom. And you are like Jesus, have everlasting life, a joint heir with Jesus in everlasting life. The greatest, most important decision you will ever make is whether or not you will give yourself to the Lord and have Him be Lord of your life. Nothing greater, more important in this world than that.
All right, absolutely, folks. Do it tonight. Don't run out of tomorrow's time. Remember that song we just played, Don't Fall Into That Burning Lake of Fire. You don't want to go there.
No.
All right. Beverly in Portland pledges 300. That brings us down to we just need 800 left. We're going to be here for about another 5 minutes, folks. After off the air, we need 800. 800 left. Okay.
Some anonymous benefactor out there to pull us
out. Yep, we are out of time for tonight. So as we do this every night at this time, we want to say thank you all out there. God bless you. Good night. And remember, always, always, and I do mean always, let's get her done.
Keep fighting the fight.
Thanks for listening to the Voice of the Christian Resistance. What's Right, What's Left, hosted by Pastor Ernie Sanders. To learn more about our ministry, please visit us online at www.wrwl.org. Please tune in next time for another edition of What's Right, What's Left.
The preceding program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.